you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, April 30th, 2018. This is the day this dinner club gets launched tonight. Even if you're hearing the re-airing, there's still time to head over to the Texas Roadhouse and have dinner. I'll be there probably the whole time, 4 to 10.
You better be.
There'll be a bunch of our staff there. Yeah. I know Joey's driving in, and Karen's going to try to make a cameo appearance.
Excellent. Cameo.
Other Prime Life Times staff and some of our content contributors. And I don't know, it's going to be a good bunch. I know some of our English conversation class, we met in the office here. They really like these accommodations, Mary.
And
they're
know.
Like, is the advanced group going to return in here?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. They like the cushy seats and sitting around the big conference table.
That beautiful conference
table.
Yeah,
it was nice. And Holly showed up one time with this tray of the candies and everything.
Yeah.
And, oh, anyways.
Well, that's where you have your board meetings, too, isn't it?
Yeah, board meetings, our prayer gatherings, our Prime Life Times meetings. It's kind of a multi-eat amount number of meals there, dinners, lunches.
Well, that conference table makes us feel official.
Yeah, it really seems like. Yeah. It fits in here great.
It does. It's like a real office.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
Like, and then
wow,
there's us.
I come to work. I have a job.
Yes,
but
you do.
As during the English conversation class, we got on a tangent. Imagine
really?
That. And the Texas Roadhouse came up, and they're like, oh, it was because we were talking about vegetables and then eating out. And then somebody said, as a sharing time, places that he's eating out, because he was giving a recap. And one of his recaps was this restaurant and this restaurant. I said, have you been to the Texas Roadhouse?
Of course
you did. Well, that, of course, it got into the
I have not seen a conversation yet in the past 2 weeks that you have not managed to turn into the Texas Roadhouse on April 30th.
In fact, I'm running out of these.
Yeah.
I took a couple hundred to the Muhammad IGA. Uh-huh. Brooks Marsh, the manager there, the owner.
Mm-hmm.
I meet with him in a small group. We meet in a store every couple Thursdays.
In the store?
Yeah. He has the side room. There's this coffee shop.
You just can't stay away from the grocery store.
Yeah. The hairs always raise on my arms as I walk in.
That's so funny.
Because it's like, oh, got to put out a fire here. Customer service here. Oh, clean up in this aisle. Up. Oh, we got to get the new grind out. Oh, where's the frozen delivery? Yeah, it's never a dull moment. Well, we like the radio station, never a dull moment. But as we met, and I handed out to all those guys these flyers, I said, hey, Brooks, I have a couple hundred of these that I don't want them to get wasted. Can you put them into the grocery bags that people shop?
My
so
word. They did?
If you're a customer the last few days of the Muhammad IGA, you probably received one of these.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I thought that way they get used and who knows who will show up. But my English conversation class, they were all intrigued. Now, what's going to happen? How's it work? Mm-hmm. I said, 10% of your total food costs will be donated back to the station. They're like, oh, so if we eat out, that'll help you? And they didn't quite understand the whole concept. Then we had to talk about what's the difference between a donor and a sponsor, because I got a sponsor for the Ivan Parker concert.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about different things. And I said, yeah, they're helping. If you eat there, it'll help. What about carry out?
Oh,
if
good we, question,
and I said,
though.
Yes, they're going to honor. If
really?
You just, I'm hoping, here's my part two of the whole line that I hope goes out the door.
Just settle on in, folks. Just get your coffee. We're going to talk about this the whole program.
Yeah, that's right. We have our Prime Life Times paper out in front of us in case we need to have filler stories.
In fact,
you'll be.
I'm sorry.
You'll be reading at least one, I'm sure, because I can only talk so much more about this.
I don't know about that, but go ahead. The carryout.
So the carryout, I'm hoping that there's so many of you showing up tonight that there's a big line that at some point you or I or Karen or Holly or Joey or somebody says, hey, you know what? If you don't want to wait in line, that you can order right now and just take it home.
That's awesome.
And that way, those funds still go towards the 10% too.
Yeah.
So they'll allow that. Or you can call ahead. They will honor call ahead seating too.
Oh, really?
So I'll give this number out a couple times.
How's that going to work if there's a big long line?
Well, they said the call ahead seating gets priority seating.
I'm going to call ahead. I'm afraid I won't get to eat.
217-355-9901. 217-355-9901. That's the Texas Roadhouse call ahead seating. So after 4 o'clock, or prior to 4 o'clock, I guess at 3 o'clock. So basically, I do that a lot of times when I leave church. Gosh, this has turned into a Texas Roadhouse commercial again. But I'll leave church, And I'll call ahead, and I'll say there'll be three or four of us. And then I say, do you have special needs? I said, just your cheery good attitude and your good tasting
food. Do you really
food.
Say that?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, my word.
They say, oh, is this Mark Burns?
That's funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have the numbers. It's four, then two, and then, yeah.
It's on speed dial on your phone, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
And they know your order. What'd you say
yeah,
that
well,
last week?
Well, it's one of four.
Chicken,
so
no barbecue sauce.
Depends on the mood, yeah.
Potato, no salt. Anyway.
So call ahead seating. We'll be honored tonight. But just show up. We'll have a table. They said, do you want to have a table like near the big grill or outside? And I said, well, if it's nice, we'll probably do some of the time outside. And that gives us more room to hand out the Prime Lifetimes paper, which we hope arrives in about the next 2 hours.
I know, exciting.
Our May edition should be showing up today, but we're going to still, because it's April, read from the April edition.
Yeah.
And I might bring some if we have any left over. We almost went through our 19,417 copies.
I thought there was mostly gone, yeah.
But anytime between 4 to 10 p.m. tonight, come on over to the Texas Roadhouse in Champaign, located at 204 North Country Fair Drive. Have a late lunch, so maybe you'll come at 8 or 9
You're
tonight,
organizing
so
people's days now.
We can
now.
Have people like from 4. I hope when there's a line at 4 o'clock, we get them all in, get them seated, and then, you know, the next group comes at 4:45 or 5 o'clock, and then there's a whole 6 o'clock dinner group that comes, and there's just constant people at all the tables. That would just make my day.
Oh, well,
and it'll raise funds for the station.
Yes, it will. If Jan Roderick is there, she will bring me something to eat. If I'm standing outside talking to people, she has been so good to me, like at the different events we've had, the 20th birthday. Here she comes with her plate of stuff, bringing it out to my table.
Samples.
And she's like, no, no, actual sandwich. She says, I know you can't get away to get your food, so here's something.
Well, who's
going to
buy your coffee tonight?
Oh.
Yeah,
That's so exciting. That's so exciting right now that you said that.
You know what? Let's have people sign up to bring Marianne like a cup of coffee every hour. You know.
Goodness. I'm so happy right now. I love it how we do things
on the spot, on the air.
Like you gave me my new title last week. Anyway,
air. So tonight, 4 to 10 p.m., come on out to the Texas Roadhouse. Bring your friends, family members. I'm going to be posting, well, I posted this weekend some links on Facebook that hopefully everyone can like and share with their friends. So let's get a bunch of people out tonight to the Texas Roadhouse. And it'll be the launching of our dinner club. And then we'll take some pictures and then hopefully convince other nice restaurants to do the same thing. So show up and be a part of it. And if you can't stay long, then order out. And just mention that you're here for the fundraiser. And then 10% of your total food costs will be given to the station. So I want to get a record number. I want them to, like I said, ask me back. Ask me back often.
They will.
All right. And then one last thing before we read a story or two. It was neat. I had Dean Hull from Thrivent Financial in the other day, and he wants to help sponsor our Ivan Parker concert. I kind of asked him, would he consider sponsoring it? Because, you know, there's some people that maybe can't afford the ticket price, or if it's a couple or they want to bring their kids, you know, $15 a person, it adds up quickly. And I thought, well, if I could get a sponsor or two to help underwrite the cost, then I could go with a free will offering because we still have to pay Ivan Parker and our accompanist, and there's other costs to pull it all together. And so he said he and his partner, Bruce, would be willing to sponsor at a certain level. And so then I felt good enough that, okay, now we can go with a free will offering. So if you read our literature online or any of the new inserts that we enclose with people that send donations, it all shows that it'll be general open seating with a free will offering, but there's still the meet and greet special VIP for the $25, and they get a little wristband, have the special seating up front and get to meet Ivan and have some snacks and desserts. That's still $25, and you need to register online at our website. And so, and you like this, you have to utilize our woofoo form.
You do it best.
Ivan Parker, Saturday, June 9th. So still over a month away, but
I just love it that Dean is doing this.
Yeah.
That's very meaningful.
Dean, well, you were here the other day when he was by, and Dean's like the hardest working.
Yeah.
You know, he's a lot like Daryl Kennedy.
Yeah.
sport coat, well-dressed, yeah, yet will lug around Tootsie Pop displays, yeah, or...
At the,
you know,
20th
help.
Birthday, he was out there with that shopping cart with
shopping
signs
cart,
in it.
Shopping cart, sweating, yeah, and working, yeah, hard, moving things to the...
No, yeah.
Yeah, so a hard-working guy, loves the Lord, yeah, and he and his Thrivent Financial have sponsored a couple other things. Yeah. But I said, hey, could you help me with some of the costs? And he said, sure thing.
When he was in, and I said, oh, Dean, that is so great that you're going to do that. And he said, well... The point is to get the gospel out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's got
okay,
a great heart.
Okay, I was very, that made my day.
Yeah, yeah. Good man. Good follower of Jesus. So, all right. Did I mention about the Texas Roadhouse tonight?
No, let's get into that while we have time.
Let's talk about ways of having home ownership. Is that okay. What, if I want to do that one first?
I was going to read Margarine.
Oh, let's read Margarine, and then we'll maybe jump back to this one.
Oh, let's do, because
we have about 10, 12 minutes, so.
Okay.
We're
in a rush.
What
now.
Page are we turning to? This is the April edition of the Prime Life Times, not to be confused with what's going to be handed out tonight. You can be the first person to pick up the May edition. Wait till you see
the June. No.
Yeah, May edition. Wow, yeah.
Well, you know what?
We're already working
that.
On June.
It's I've been typing that over and over because
we're
working on it.
June, yeah. Never a dull moment on radio or in the newsprint. Okay, so what page? We're in Section B. Section B, what page?
B5. You love Section B.
You sunk my battleship.
Sorry.
Is that B5?
Yeah,
The commercials on TV. B5.
You remember that game, Battleships?
My Battleship.
Yeah. Okay. Off track.
Rural memories.
Okay.
Now, under lifestyle, page B5, April edition of the Prime Life Times.
Rob Seidenberg wrote this.
Good old Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Hope he makes it out. He's healing up from that
shoulder
surgery.
Say it together. Yeah. With everyone. Shoulder. Yeah. Yeah, he's doing amazing well from that. Now, there's a picture in this article that is, you just get the paper for this one picture.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Housewives lobby for margarine.
Yes, margarine.
Yes, that's right. These two women in really nice outfits, big hats, and a placard.
Yeah, these are like bonnets.
Well,
and they have that, what's that, like that bow around their neck? What do you call that? I mean, this is like from the 30s, 40s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And their hair is all done.
I know.
Looks like they could have high
heels on. I know. Awesome. These skirts.
And these are like when the waists of the women were like 12.
Yeah.
I mean, this that era. They're like 12 inches around.
18 was good, I think.
Yeah, well,
16. Yeah, not
like
12. 12 is scary,
yeah,
Mark.
Well, this is scary.
Yeah,
but they're picketing
picture.
With gloves on, mind you.
Yeah,
very
fashionable. I love it.
They want to repeal.
If only that was our only problems today.
Anti-margarine laws.
Yes.
Exclamation point! And they're smiling. Looks like almost like a Lucille Ball, and
it's great.
Anyways,
absolutely
okay.
Great.
So, what's the story about
it's
margarine?
Called margarine, and in parentheses, oleo. Americans adopted a product in the 1800s, which we farm folk called oleo. It was oleomargarine, made from corn, vegetable, or soybean oil. This product was illegal in nearby Wisconsin, the dairy state, yeah, and it was illegal to sell it in Illinois already colored yellow, in obvious imitation of butter. Oleo came in a strong, clear cellophane package. There was a dark red or orange dot inside, along with the white spread. Where did this strange substance come from? Back in 18,
I bet we're going to learn that.
Yeah, I think so. Back in 1813, Emperor Napoleon III of France offered a prize to anyone who could engineer a butter alternative that his army, navy, and peasants could use. He was in search of a cheaper spread than butter. Chemist Hippolyte... Oh, dear, there's going to be one of Rob's words. Of course there is. Hippolyte Maget Moraes. That's French, folks. Whatever it's supposed to be like, mixed cream beef tallow into milk and churned it, yielding a white, spreadable product he called acide margarique, for pearly acid. From the Greeks, margarites.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Anyway, back onto the article. He has to do that.
I know. He has to get his little word study, wordsmith in
there. He knows a lot. Yeah, right. The emperor paid Maurice only a pittance for his invention. So in 1871, Maurice went to the Dutch company for help. Margarine just hadn't caught on in France. The Dutch improved the process, dyeing the margarine yellow to look more like butter. Maurice, the original inventor, died a pauper in 1880. But the Dutch company that took over his product did well. Jergens became a worldwide producer of margarine, lotions, and soaps, with many ingredients in common.
Doesn't that kind of make you think margarines, and then you hear lotions and soaps? Like, is it all like the same thing? Hey, pack that up with the wrapper of margarine. Hey, use that with the wrapper of soap. It's the same product.
It's worrisome.
At least that's how I was leading.
Yeah. Jergens, now, Jergens, J-E-R-G-E-N-S, is part of the international conglomerate Unilever. The word margarine generally won out over oleo in the United States, though oleo still appears in recipes handed down in rural families. As a little boy, I got the enviable job of breaking the little orange dot and kneading color into the rest of the packet until the contents were a uniform yellow.
Oh, so you used to get, you'd have to make it yellow yourselves?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Oh, wow.
I know. I thought it would be fun to serve oleo with stripes or mixed colors, but no adult would go along with my creative idea, so that never happened.
Now, this is Rob speaking?
Yeah.
Is this first person
on
the story? Okay.
In the late 1800s, the American dairy industry persuaded the U.S. Congress to tax margarine at the rate of 2 cents per pound. By 1900, it was illegal in 30 states to sell margarine dyed yellow. It was also illegal to sell yellow margarine in Quebec, Canada, until 2008.
Wow.
Housewives wanted the cheaper product, however, and they frequently petitioned Congress to stop persecuting margarine users.
I would have thought they would be against it because of, you know, the fact that it's not natural and
I don't chemicals. Think that was as big back then.
Yeah,
maybe, I don't know.
Well, maybe they didn't know the dangers or all
that's
the
right. That's
consequences
why.
Of eating stuff like that.
In the 1950s, our country church had a pastor who hailed from Wisconsin. This gentleman would never have dreamed of smuggling in the usual sense, but when he went home to Wisconsin to visit family, he always left Illinois with a trunk full of margarine, yellow by then, for family and friends. So far as I know, our pastor was never apprehended on the border in this clandestine business. On his return, he frequently smuggled a trunk full of Wisconsin cheese back into Illinois. Probably not a crime even then. Given that some 19th century Midwest American preachers sold whiskey to enhance their income, for medicinal purposes only, of course, our pastor's margarine and cheese smuggling seemed mild, all things considered.
Mild, no puns intended?
That's funny, yeah.
You got it, right?
I did get it.
Okay.
It just wasn't a big laugh.
Yeah, I didn't even get a smile out of you.
I'm sorry. Trying to hold the paper flat. Now, of course, we have learned that butter and lard, so long thought to be the bane of the human diet, are in fact good for us in limited quantities, but that the hydrogenated fat in margarine is quite harmful to us. Who knew?
Who knew?
What I know is that once I left home for good, I never again willingly or intentionally ate margarine. Now the great state of New York has eradicated trans fatty acids from all food marketed in the state. Bye-bye, hydrogenated oil. The mom of a high school friend was famous for her delicious cookies. This lady's sister, a notorious cheapskate, never used butter in anything, claiming that it was an unhealthy substance. When the cousins came to visit, my friend's mom often sent them home with some of her famous cookies. She swore her sons and nephews to absolute secrecy, saying, "Under no circumstance are you to tell your mom these cookies are made with butter. Just don't do it, or she won't let you have them anymore." Needless to say, they never breathed a word about the butter. And it's an ongoing joke in that family to this day. Shh, don't breathe a word of this, please. I love those cookies.
So those were cookies made with margarine. And they tasted... No,
they're made with butter.
But she didn't want butter?
Yeah.
She preferred margarine.
Right,
over that.
She thought it was better.
Oh, yeah. Not to be confused
Such
with butter.
Such confusion when you,
wow.
when you put these fake products.
I like both. Yeah, because we used to always have the little margarine, the little spread. But my friend's mom used to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all the time
for butter?
Years.
No,
put butter on the bread.
Oh,
and I always thought, why do they taste so good? I never knew her secret until later.
Butter
on.
In a peanut. Is this what?
Peanut
people?
Butter and butter.
No, peanut butter.
Butter and butter.
And butter.
And jelly. Yeah, and it always tasted so good.
You still like peanut butter and jelly. I see you in here eating them sometimes.
I do. It's one of those quick...
You work all morning and go over to the table and make your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I feel like it's healthier than the lunch meat or... something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no butter.
No butter.
Okay.
But have you ever had grilled cheese, though, where you put the butter on the bread
and then I did
the grilled cheese? Okay, so.
Grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I'm getting hungry. I think I'm going to have to eat at the Texas Roadhouse a few times
tonight.
Maybe if I get there early, I can eat at like 4.
And then you're just going to go at like noon and stay, aren't you?
Yeah.
Eat two meals.
No, they don't open till 4.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that's why.
Oh, you're going to go at 40. Okay.
We're having our special launching of the Great News Radio Prime Lifetimes Dinner Club tonight. It starts at 4.
Yes.
That's their opening hours, 4 to 10. I'm hoping there's some people. Actually, Sue from your class here?
Yeah.
She said, will you be there at 8 o'clock? She's coming at 8 o'clock tonight. Yeah, she said, will you still be there? And I said, yeah, I'm going to be there the whole time.
She's a sweetheart.
So she wants to make sure she comes. And I think, like Kathleen Jennings, John's going to drop her off. Then he has BSF, and then he's going to come after BSF.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know Jason had mentioned that, too. How is he going to
Is he going to bring his kids?
Well, he has BSF also tonight.
Oh, sure. Okay.
But I think he's going to come afterwards, or he's going to come on the front end.
Okay.
So whether it's at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9:30, 9:45, we'll still let you in the door.
Somebody's excited.
10% of your total food cost will go to the station. So you have to eat, or say you don't have anyone to eat with, no problem. No one eats alone. We'll set you up at a table with some other friends, or you'll make some new friends, and we might be set up outside or inside, but we'll have something for you to fill out to become a part of the Great News Radio Prime Lifetimes Dinner Club. We'll try to have a card to hand out to everyone. I'm still working on that. That'll be down to the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have radio resources. We'll be handing out the May edition of the Prime Lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
That gets delivered hopefully here in the next couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's filled, that one page, with all the locations.
I know.
150-plus locations by town with addresses, so you can pick up your free edition of the Prime Lifetimes. But come and get it personally handed to you from one of our staff members and fill out a Voice Listener Radio survey. You can maybe win a prize, and a lot of other great things will come on.
This is going to be a fun night.
Yeah, it'll be a very fun night. And then can we have you back tomorrow
to
read from your book?
I work here, Mark.
Okay. We'll
you
schedule
can have
you
me back.
In tomorrow. All right, everyone. So the assignment, come out to the Texas Roadhouse between 4 and 10 p.m. tonight. And if you can't stay for dinner but you want to just order for pickup. Order for pickup for carryout.
Yeah.
You can just tell them that you're here for the Great News Radio Prime Lifetimes donation night, and they'll keep track of that.
Y'all come on down.
All right, come on over. Come on down. Come on by. And we'll see you between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. tonight at the Texas Roadhouse, 204 North Country Fair Drive in Champaign.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks for listening.
I knew
Thanks
that
for
coming.
Being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.